This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. On Tuesday, the United States Department of Agriculture announced the finalization of inclusive competition and market integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. The final rule goes into effect 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. We will hear more from the updated rules of the Packers and Stockyards Act from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
On Tuesday, the United States Department of Agriculture announced the finalization of rules to update the Packers and Stockyards Act. United States Senator Chuck Grassley was asked during his weekly ag conference call with reporters on Tuesday about the updated rules.
And I guess my first thought is, why the regulation? Because I think the act itself, which is a pretty aggressive act and been on the books since 1920, would cover all these things.
Grassley says that the revised rules should help to clarify standards for prohibited actions under the Packers and Stockyards Act, such as discrimination, retaliation, and deceptive practices in marketing livestock.
My belief is that the regulations put out to make more clear for everybody what the law actually intended. So I'm going to applaud Secretary Vilsack for putting these regulations out.
He says that while the new rule should help to clarify the standards for the Packers and Stockyards Act, the original law did include protections for producers.
I remember some Iowa cattlemen telling me that they got word from some packer that said, well, if you don't take our offer today, don't bother to call me, or we're never going to take your cattle again. So that sort of authoritative approach to doing business will now clearly be prohibited by these regulations, but I think, quite frankly, they were probably prohibited by the law.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.